You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. Now, Mariana Trench are no strangers to a little alternative. In 2019, their fifth album, Phantoms, was second in our top 10 albums of that year. And its final track, The Killing Kind, was that year's song of the year as well. 5 years on, they have released Haven, its follow-up. Joining me now to discuss all things Mariana Trench is their bassist, Mike Ailey. Hello, Mike Ailey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. I love that you, first of all, that you listen to and like Phantoms, but I think it's great that you appreciate The Killing Kind, because I feel like that song sort of went under the radar a bit. And I'm like, hey, if anybody's listening, I think this is the best thing we've ever done.
Hey, look, if straight off the bat, if you want to get into songs that have gone under the radar and potentially the best thing you've ever done, Burning Up.
Oh, yeah, that one too, yeah. But I love that Josh came back with after The Killing Kind. He's like, okay, so here's this song, A Normal Life. He explained the scenario of the album, and I was like, you did it! You topped it! I don't know how, but you topped it!
So, I mean, let's just get straight into all things Haven then. Like, particularly with A Normal Life being the lead-off single.
Yeah.
That seems like a decision. Like, hey guys, let's just go straight for it. 6 minutes, here we go.
Yeah, it was definitely a conscious decision. We had other stuff that was ready that we could have put out first, like a traditional sort of radio-style single. We're like, no, let's do something that, like, our fans want, especially after 5 years. Like, let's show them we're back and we're doing what we do and it's awesome. So, like, it's a really good introduction into the sort of universe or the environment that the album is taking place in, and it hopefully got some people on the edge of their seat, and then they were waiting.
The whole record, Haven, it follows Joseph Campbell's hero's journey, and you really wanted to outdo yourself on this record with all the grandioseness, and that does, like, it really ties it way throughout the whole record. The second half of Turn to Run, for example, you just wouldn't expect it to, where
yeah,
the starts to where it ends up. When did you guys know that you were onto a winner with this record and all the kind of nuts and bolts that go into making big cohesive world?
It's hard to say, because you don't really know, because we don't have it pre-written. We write and record as we go. So you're like, oh, there's a song. And then after a couple were done, Josh realized it was going to be a little more challenging than he thought to make a complete album that flows really effectively for a start to finish listen that you want, but then also follow those steps of the hero's journey. So you're like, oh, I can't do, you know, three ballads in a row. And it looks like we're doing consecutive ballads when you go from Stand and Fight into Turn and Run, like you were just talking about, but like the way that last bar comes in, it's like if you're a golfer, and I'm not anymore, but it's like that ball is teed up and just ready to get smashed, and if you don't know it's coming the first time you hear it, it's like jaw-dropping.
Yeah, because you're just kind of going, oh, this is kind of like a nice wee slow build, maybe akin to something like Porcelain, but okay, here we go,
yeah.
We're getting into it now. And then, you know, you go into like Worlds Collide from there, and it's like, right, so they have out Mariana's Trench to Mariana's Trench.
That's funny. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. Josh's like, okay, so I figured it out. I've been thinking about it, and I can make the motif from Ever After fit in here if I do this. And we're like, you're going to have to show me, because it's a lot of information. And then you hear it, you're like, wow, are we really doing this? But we're doing it.
Where do you come into the creative process for this record? Because I think from the outside looking in, a lot of it seems like Josh.
It is. His brain works in a way that is pretty hard to keep up with. Everybody contribute the best they can, and then once the ideas are contributed, they're nobody's. It's just whatever's best for the song is hopefully the part that gets serviced. That being said, when Josh is creating these songs, his vision is very clear, and it's more like, you know, you'll be tracking the bass parts of like, well, maybe we slide up here or do this intro here, go to eighth notes here and things like that. And when you're in the studio, if you're in the baby stages of the song being formed on that day, you might have a little bit more input on which direction to go. Josh, like, I'm thinking maybe this or that. What do you think? He usually has a pretty clear picture in his head. He also does listen a lot to like ideas. I'm like, I'm not sure about this part. And he'll check it out and we'll explore the options. And sometimes you change it. Sometimes you go back to where it was and realize that it was right to begin with, or maybe right is the wrong word, but the best option we could come up with, you know?
It's the case of like getting all these bits to kind of fit together again and make a record so cohesive. Like with the callbacks, both lyrically and melodically as well. You mentioned the motif to Ever After, Toy Soldiers reference in there as well somewhere. Are they, like more so the lyrical ones, are they intentional, or it's like, oh, that lyric kind of sounds like something else I've done before, or we'll just put that in and fans will go ballistic?
No, it was intentional, especially the song like Worlds Collide. It was very, very intentional. It was like, let's do this for the fans who've been with us this whole time and give them sort of like a gift, like a, it's like a blast of nostalgia in the middle that they don't see coming as well. And it's fun for us too, because I can sing better than I could then. So we were born, like that part is similar to the one I did before, but it was quite challenging for me then. And now I can sing it better. So it's like, I get a second chance.
Hey, that's the proper redemption arc of the album. Mike's vocal.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You've mentioned already that you're going on tour. It starts in a few days. Like by the time this goes out, you'll be fully on it. Tracks that you're looking forward to playing the most live, and tracks that you think will be a bit challenging to play.
They'll all be challenging. No, Haven is the hardest for me. There's just one part and the All Fall Together and If We Fall or Stay and Fight. Stand and Fight, this really wicked part of the song, but the part I personally sing is so high that it's like right at the top of my range. And even going into yesterday, I'm like, I don't know if I can do it, because I had been struggling with it. And then yesterday I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stand up instead of sitting down and put in a bass and like be warmed up and like and sing it. I did it. I was like, I could do it. So, but that's gonna be one where I really gotta be prepared every day and save my voice appropriately. I'm really excited for a lot of them. I want to see crowd reactions to different songs. Turn and Run is one that I know my son goes crazy about, and I do too. And I want to see if it translates live the way I think it will. Curious if a song like I'm Not Getting Better will have like big crowd sing-alongs in the chorus or that tagline. Down to You's been really reacting really, really well with people, despite the fact that we didn't really promote it at all. We just kind of slid that single out there as like a instant gratification track before the album dropped, and it's actually the most streamed song on the album by a lot. Now it's like, well, I guess we have to play that one too, and the set list is like getting longer and longer. It's like, can we play all these?
I suppose it keeps it interesting for you as well, going back into the back catalog and digging out some tracks you've maybe not played for a while as well.
Definitely keeps me on my toes, keeps my brain. It's like a workout, going to the gym for your brain, trying to remember stuff, and sometimes you have to figure it out again because it's been a really long time. Most of the back tracks we're playing are going to be more familiar, because there's some songs that people are just going to expect to or want to hear. So we have to play those. We want to play as many of the new ones as possible. But we have discussed maybe sneaking in another one or two of the old ones. But like, it would be, you need a couple days to refresh it on the road as you go, because it's hard to just pull out something that you haven't played in 7 or 8 years. That being said, we just played Celebrity Status at Acoustic King the other day, and we haven't played that since 2018. And I was like, oh yeah, there it is. So who knows?
Finally for you, Mike, I've got to ask. It's been a while since you've toured the UK proper. Can we expect UK European tour announcement anytime soon?
We're working on it. We really, really, really want to come back to the UK and Europe. We love coming over there. It's so much fun, and it's I don't know. I think it's cool because there's so much culture there. There's more history there, just even architecturally, than there is in North America, and you can feel that. And it's just really neat as almost a working tourist. And then the audiences they're definitely Marianas Trench audiences, but you can feel a little bit different. I feel like there are like fewer cell phones in the audience. People like seem to just be there in the moment a little bit more, which is a neat experience. Don't get me wrong, the cell phone experience is good for us too, because then it goes on social media, so it's exposure. But everybody really being present is a nice, different, fresh experience as well. Different language every day. Like once you get over to the mainland, it's really neat. But when you go to the UK, you're like, we did this before. We did it again in the United States. You could just do it here. Like, we're pretty adaptable for our show. We don't need all the production, luckily, to kick some ass.
Mike Haley, bassist from Marianas Trench, thank you so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you. That was fun.